Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to continue our series and our message on the fact that Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37. If you are there. Matthew chapter 9 verse 37, the Bible says that, "Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Hallelujah. The harvest indeed is what? The harvest indeed is what? But the laborers are? The laborers are? So the harvest is there. People must be harvested. But those who go out to harvest them are few. And even the few who are around, only even fewer still cares about the harvest. Hallelujah. And that is why we need to go and do the work of God. And last, we also got to know that it's not going to be easy for you to just win the lost. It's not going to be easy for you to just win the lost. We need to do everything possible within our means to win the lost. Hallelujah. The lost is not lost because they want to be lost. They are lost because somebody somewhere is keeping them. And we got to know that it's the devil who has kept them, just as he used to keep you also in prison. He used to keep you also in prison. So we need to go out there and bring them out of prison. We said that in our days and in our time, we need a forceful kind of evangelism. Do you get it? A forceful kind of evangelism in order to win the lost. Because you realize that the world is becoming some way. It is not so easy for people to just give their life to Jesus. You need to talk to them. Hallelujah. You need to force. That is why we started talking about, we talked about one last week. We are talking about three forceful evangelistic words that Jesus used in the Bible and that are used in the Bible that we must also use if we want to win the lost at all costs. Amen. How many of you know that we have to win the lost at all costs? That is why I saw some people holding placards in town and winning the lost. I saw some people doing film show. They went to show film at Community One to win the lost. And then we had breakfast meeting here also to win the lost. We are going to have a blockbuster movie. Blockbuster movie to win the lost. You see, at all costs, not evil costs, not an evil way, but every legitimate way to use to win the lost. We have to win them. Hallelujah. We have to win them for Christ. Amen. God willing, we are going to have a crusade. We are going to have an open air crusade also. At Dowenya Lorry Park. You have to be there. You have to be there at Dowenya Lorry Park, where we are going to have a crusade also to win the lost. So by all means, win some. Hallelujah. And no one should come into contact with you and not hear the word of God, the word of salvation, and for the person to be saved. Hallelujah. So to forcefully enter into the kingdom of the devil and to win the lost. Last week we heard the Greek word anakazo. We heard the Greek word anakazo. And we heard the word anakazo from the story that Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 23. You remember, isn't it? I'll just recap. Amen. So Luke chapter 14, it talks about this story of Jesus preparing a feast. You get it? preparing a feast. And then he called people to go and bring people after he had called a feast. And the Bible says that they were all giving excuses. One excuse upon the other. Just as the people you invite. How many of you have been inviting people and they are not coming to church? Hey! They tell you they will come. But when you go there, they will not be there. But are you surprised? I don't think you should be surprised at all. Because you were once like that. You were also once like that. I remember somebody who wanted to lead me to Christ. He will always tell me, you come to me on Saturday night, I will come and take you to church. I said, oh, come. Come. Oh. I will even tell that, come at this time, I'll be there. And as soon as sometimes I'll be home, I will tell, they should tell me I'm not there. Sometimes I'll just leave and go elsewhere. So you shouldn't be surprised. You are reaping what you sowed. But may God be merciful unto you so you don't reap too much. Hallelujah. So it's not easy. But you need to also break through. It is somebody somewhere, is the spirit of this world, if you like, who doesn't want them to be saved. So when they came with excuses, then Jesus will leave this word. He will listen. All this while you have been talking to the people, but now add this word to your evangelism. And that's where he used the word in Luke 14:23. Go out into the highways and the hedges. Hallelujah. Go into the highways and the hedges. And do what?
Compel.
And do what?
Compel.
Compel. Do you get it? It meant that they were not compelling them enough. And we got to know the meanings of the Greek word, the word compel. And the word compel is the Greek word anakazo. Anakazo. Anakazo means that untijai. You take no excuses.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you brothers, you only use anakazo when you are going to rap a woman. Yeah. You not take no for an answer.
No.
You went, she said no, but you are still going. You said no. I will not allow her to bounce me.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
You said no. Jesus said that don't take no for an answer. Anakazo, and what did we say anakazo is? Anakazo is the Greek word to do what?
To necessitate.
To do what?
Force.
Necessitate. Is that not so?
Yes.
To necessitate. What's another word for anakazo?
To threaten.
To do what?
To threaten.
To threaten. And to do what again?
To force.
To force. You see, the world that we are living in, if we do not use a certain kind of force to get people to be saved, no one is going to be saved. Hallelujah. No one is going to be saved. So we need to use a certain kind of force. If the person says, oh, I will come to church, but you wait, I'll come later, don't just take it. You have to force. Amen. That's what we call forceful evangelism. You have to force to push. Some of you sitting here, someone had to force for you to be here. It didn't take just some stories and some one or two things for you to be here. Do you get it? So brothers and sisters, it is not automatic that the person you have invited will come to church. But you have to force. You have to resist every attempt of the enemy. Do you get it? Not to let them come. And you see that in this story, Jesus had to overcome the excuses. The excuses of the people. Because the devil can give you 2,000 excuses to give so that you will not be saved. Hallelujah. Now today, I want to introduce another forceful evangelistic style into you. Amen. Another forceful evangelistic style. And this forcefulness is coming from the word biazo. Biazo. Everybody say biazo. Hallelujah. Biazo. Hey. Biazo is coming from the story that Jesus told in the Bible. Hallelujah. It's kind of the story that Jesus told in the Bible in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. Matthew 11, verses 11 and 12. The Bible said that, "Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist." Hallelujah. So how many of you here were born by women? Unless you were not born. Everyone here was born. Do you know you can be born without a man? But you need a contribution from a man anyway. So still the man is needed. You will need something from a man. Do you get it? Even if it is introduced. You know, somebody was telling me about some of these celebrities, the stars, and especially the athletes, they don't give birth early because they want to be able to run at their youthful ages. So what they do is that at a very young age, when they are very fertile, they will go and give their eggs, and they will freeze the eggs and keep it for them. Do you get it? They will keep it for them. They will freeze it and keep it for them. So that when they are ready, they will go back to the same place and they will defrost, and then they would artificially inseminate. Do you get it? But then they still need a man's egg. But they may not need a man's activities. Do you get it? But still they need something for a man. So it's still needed. But of course, everyone is born of a woman. Is that not so? Every one of us is born of a woman. And said that among those who are born of woman, there has not risen any greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And listen to this. He said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, that is now including this time, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Violence. And Jesus knew it. He said, I have built my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. It means when Jesus was building the church, he knew that the devil would come against us in all forms. Do you get it? So Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And then look at the last phrase. He said what? And the what?
And the violence.
And the what?
Violence.
And the what?
Violence.
The violent take it by what?
Force.
Hallelujah. Now that the violent take it by force is the Greek word biazo. Biazo means to take it what? By force. Don't just let it go. When the person said, oh, no, I will not come, and gave you excuses, don't just leave the person and say, oh, it's okay, I understand. Next time round, I will come for you. No, you don't have to do that. You have to bring the person by force. What does it mean to bring by force? Some of them, you may have to literally carry them.
Okay.
Hey. You have to literally carry them. You have to force your way. Force your way into the person's life. Force your way into a person's heart. Hey, have you seen a woman who is trying to force her way into a man's heart? How many women are here? How many of you have been there before? I know you won't say it. Usually women are very secretive about these things. But men usually. Have you seen a man who is trying to force his way into a woman's heart? How many men are here? You see, usually the men will talk, the women will be quiet. To force your way into something. Amen.
Amen.
Often when it comes to force, we are able to force our ways into jobs.
Right.
Force our ways to travel and to do things. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, the same force that we use to get money, to go to places. Look at how people are forcing to go abroad. I was watching a documentary on CNN, and I couldn't believe it. people travel along the Sahara Desert. And one person was saying that she was traveling with her children. And they were in cars. And then as they went away, she was crying, saying she wanted to see her children. Because as they were going, she said that the car that her children were in took another direction. So the children of, let's say, 5 years, so they were going somewhere. She was also going somewhere, and they didn't have water to drink. And they were forcing their way to go to Europe for a better life. For a better life. These same people, when it comes to church, and they say, when it comes to the things of God, and they say, use force, they will not do it.
At all.
They will not do it. They will say, oh, we are ashamed.
Yeah.
We are shy. As for God, you don't have to force anybody to serve the Lord. Who told you don't have to force anybody to serve the Lord? They don't know. See, they don't know where they are. They don't know where they are going to. So you may not force the person, but you can force the person to listen to the word of God.
Ah.
Some of you, even if you want to marry somebody, you know what you do. You bring the person to church and you force the person to be born again. You are able to force the person to accept Jesus for you to marry. But to force the person to be born again, it's not by force. But when it came to a marriage, it's by force. Shame. Hey! Sometimes you see, I'm making utter call. You see that the woman will be pausing around. Then within 2 weeks, the lady will come with the man and say, I want to introduce my beloved to you. Say, ah! But this guy just got born again. You have used force. Yes. And look, the world is using force. Oh. Look, haven't you sometimes found yourself singing some of the adverts that they sing on television? Sometimes, okay, some of them are good, like yellow fever, num tabia. Go for Africa, num tabia. Tabia, 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 num tabia. That one is for herbal medicine. But sometimes you see that the thing is about some beer or some cigarette or even a lumbo bitter. Sabo, Saba, Sabo. You see behind it? Is that a lumbo bitter? That one is. I don't go Saba, Saba. I don't go bitches, no Saba, Saba. And you see how the woman should be dancing. Saba, Saba. Hey! Even you as you are sitting there, you can't, at least I've remembered, I can't even sing the song. I can't even sing the song. I don't go for me, go. Hey! What? I don't go for me, go. You see, this what is called. You see, the devil is doing evangelism. It is forceful evangelistic message of the devil. You see, the devil is forcing his way. So you can see that's why they employ people to sit down. They employ people to sit down to think, what can we say? For them to always remember what was said. Do you get it? Can't we also be forceful in our messages? Be forceful in our songs? Be forceful in our attitude? Hey! The other day I was hearing somebody say she was a prostitute. And she met another prostitute who introduced her to prostitution. And then after that, she has built houses and introduced herself and said she has killed 100 men by her prostitution. Forceful evangelistic prostitution. Says she has killed 100 men by her prostitution because they put something on the head. You men, every hole you see, you want to enter.
This is a serious man.
Somebody was saying that. Every hole you want to enter. She said that they gave her something to put under her. Insert it. She didn't originally know. She thought that it was for her to get crowned. Not knowing that they said they put a snake. That thing is like, it wasn't a snake, but in the realm of the spirit, a snake. So when you have sex with her, you see, that it eats the sperm. So when the sperm comes, as it's eating the sperm, it bites you. So when you go home, then you die. He says she has killed 100 men and rendered 60 impotent. She alone, one person. Forceful, evangelistic message. Yeah. So those of you women who have been going for things, for strength, for attraction, be careful. But what am I saying? I'm saying that the devil is doing things to attract us. It's forceful. Do you get it? All those things are evangelism. It's kind of evangelism. And Satan is forcing his way into everything. Everything. But we are here phlegmatically spreading the message our own way. Well, yeah, I want to preach the message. If he comes, he comes. If he doesn't come, he will go to hell. I mean, at all. No. Do you understand? So we have to use force. He said, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, he's not talking about taking your job, also taking souls by force. That's why the people in the church, the shepherds who under you must keep them by force. They must not be allowed to go anywhere. Are you understanding me? So I've introduced a new forceful word into your evangelism. Force! Biazo! The violent take it by force. Biazo your way into things. And you cannot biazo your way with the way we are doing things, the way we are doing our evangelism. No. That's why sometimes you need even to dress in a certain way so that people will come to church. Yes, use all means to get them to come to church. Hallelujah. So let us force our way into people's lives. Let us force the gospel into people's lives. And let them force them to come. When we had a breakfast meeting, I saw a brother. He himself recently got born again. But what did he do? He forced somebody who came. And he could say the person was painting. So you could say that even the paint was on him. But he forced the person to come for the breakfast meeting. And the person gave his life to Christ. And I said, yes, that is biazo. Do you get it? You said, oh, you invited somebody with tie. The person didn't come. And this, oh, no. So you have to use biazo. Everybody say biazo. And from today, you have to use biazo. What's the next word I want to introduce to your evangelism? To make it forceful. That is anadeia. Anadeia. Hallelujah. Now, anadeia is a Greek word. It's also a Greek word that is used only once in the Bible. And it means to be shameless. To be shameless. Hallelujah. Look, that is why Paul said, we are not ashamed. You cannot take the word of God in our time and our days to many people if you are shameful. You must be shameless. Do you get it? If you are ashamed, you cannot. You must be shameless. So the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 1, where that word came from and where the shamelessness is coming from. He said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend. You see, the person will not come to church because he wants to come to church. And there are some who are sitting in church, actually they are angry with you. That you brought them, you have forced them to be here. They are here, but they are not so happy with you. But don't worry. Do you get it? Because he's his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Now the word importunity is the word anadeia. And anadeia means to be shameless. That means that, look, you will not allow anybody to intimidate you. Do you get it? When it comes to the word of God. That's why I was happy to see some of our choristers shamelessly holding placards. Shamelessly holding placards and standing at corners and propagating the gospel. I was happy to see them in their jeans. Shamelessly preaching the gospel. We should not be ashamed. Do you get it? Look, there is nothing that can be compared to the word that God has given you to go and preach. It's like God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, has given you a job to do. He has given you a word to go and deliver. Hey, you know how these guys feel good? Those that are the present call, they say, I've made you an ambassador. I've made you an ambassador to Ethiopia. Ambassador to Afghanistan. I mean, ambassador wherever. So far as it's ambassador, you are happy. Hey. And they are happy because they are going with the words of the president. And they are happy to do that. But you are ambassadors for Christ. Christ ambassadors. And for you to deliver the word of God to people, you are afraid. Why are you afraid? You are not God, His Excellency or His Excellency here on earth. But in heaven, you are an ambassador with the diplomatic card number. And you are His or Her Excellency in heaven, in case you don't know. But you are ashamed. Why are you ashamed? Why are you ashamed? When the world is not ashamed, when the world is not ashamed to speak of whatever they have been and to talk of whatever they are doing, they are not ashamed. They are not ashamed to go and talk about anything. Even people who sell medicine, they are not ashamed to stand on buses to sell medicine that can cure 2,000 diseases at the same time. Do you get it? They are not ashamed. Even some of what they are selling is not proper, but they still sell it. But you are ashamed. Why are you ashamed? And the idea is to be shameless. That means that when you are sitting in a car and somebody comes to sit by you, no matter how the boy looks or how the guy looks, don't let the guy intimidate you. Because when the guy says, hello, hello girl, then it's like, she, this nice man, how can I tell him that Jesus loves you? Do you get it? So you now come and talk about things that will make you feel good. You get the things that will make you feel good and make you feel lady, make you feel this and that and that and that, things that you don't even understand. It's like a guy who was on a trip with their friends and we're talking. We were all talking. It's food. The matriculation. In fact, I could answer every question, but when it came to matriculation, I couldn't do the calculations. You see, what is matriculation? His calculation means, sounds like calculations. He wanted to impress. He wanted to impress. Like, instead of going to talk about your Jesus, you want to go and involve yourself in conversation about something. Spring goes, oh, after the spring, I don't like it. If I take two, I'll get drunk. I'll be drunk if I take two spring rolls. What is spring rolls? I don't want to be drunk with spring rolls. Because of God, he said, for God so loved the world. We are so intimidated that you want to join their conversation. Eh? Like a man, they were asking, what do you do if your wife comes and says, I have fallopian tube? What would you do if your wife comes and says, I have fallopian tube? Or your beloved say, or your wife, you are going to get married to her. And she says, I have fallopian tube. What would you do? So what? How can you get fallopian tube? No, I would not marry her. Because we do AIDS test, we do gonorrhea and all those things. Why is it that she has fallopian tube? Who gave it to her? Who gave it to her? If I go and do that thing and I also have fallopian tube, what will happen to me? Hey! So me, I don't want any fallopian tube. I won't marry her because she has fallopian tube. You don't know what fallopian tube is. Because you have been hearing that people have HIV. So when you had fallopian tube, meanwhile, if I'm going to just go and say, look, give your life to Jesus. And shamelessly talk about, for God so loved the world that he, and forget about all their fallopian tubes, all their matriculations, all their, forget about all those things and speak about your Jesus. You'll be free and go home. Do you get it? So be shameless. Be shameless. Talk to them about Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Are you understand what I'm saying? And that's what the Bible talks about. So Christians, let us be able to put away down our shame. What are you? Who are you? That you can't go to the lady and say, lady, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Who are you? Amen. Young brothers, you used to use your charm to charm women. Hey! Now don't be ashamed to go to see five women standing there. And when you go to say, hello, you look beautiful.
pretty girl. This, that, that. And when you finish it, well. Anyway, I have a message from the Lord for you. I got a message from the Lord. What the message? You know what? Jesus loves you. And then you start, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hey, they will say, hey. But this guy too, is he one of them? Is he one of what? It's one of the kingdom of God people. One of the Christians. Hallelujah. So are you going to shamelessly... Look, all these people who are walking around that you are ashamed of them, and one day they'll be nothing. They'll be nothing. Are you getting what I'm saying? So don't let anybody intimidate you. Talk to them about Jesus. How many of you are going to do that from today? Talk to them about Jesus. Look, when you do that, God will also lift you up like that. And then you'll be respected. So we've learned three forceful evangelistic words. The first one is what? Anakazu. Anakazu. If you want a nickname, let them call you Anakazu. What's the second one? Biazu. Force. Don't take no for an answer. Force it. And what's the third one? Anadaya. Hey! When you sit on the plane and somebody sits by you, you know, even sometimes when you're a pastor, you sit on the plane and you are seeing some people and they start saying, what do you do? You know, they come and say, they've collected these newspapers, Business Times and this and that, like this. They came and put it on me while you have your iPad. You have turned to the Leviticus. You have come to read because you're going to preach and say, hello, 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 what do you do? You can easily, you can easily say something you are not. Do you get it? What do you do? You can say, well, I'm a consultant for God. I'm a consultant for God. They say, as a consultant for God, what kind of consultants? You know, we teach people how to establish things about the kingdom, business, and the... Hey, what do you do? I'm a pastor. A minute, I want to say you are a pastor, then they will look at you in a certain way. So, you are a business, I need to say to them, I'm a pastor. That's all. Straight to the point. Are you understand what I'm saying? What do you do? You do what do you do? You do what do you do? I remember once somebody was trying to engage me in a conversation. Then he said that. When he said, what do you do? So I said, what are you going to say? I'm going for a conference. That one I was tricking. I wanted to ask that. I'm going for a conference. But even it's nice, I'm going for a conference. What conference? Oh, no, HIV. But when I go, I'll deliver from HIV. Is that also? When you are born again, you are delivered from HIV. You are delivered from all those, you know, HIV and vices and drug abuse and that kind of thing, you know. So I'm going for what conference? I do? I'm going to teach people about Jesus Christ. Hey, when I said that, no, he turned like that and covered himself. Hey, and he slept throughout. He didn't want to have anything to do with me. What a shock. But we are still not ashamed. No matter what. You see, it is the best job you can ever do in your life. Pretty lady. The best thing you can do is to stand at the corner of the road holding placards with your beautiful self and telling people that Jesus is coming soon. It's the best thing for you to do. Hallelujah. So let's use these three forceful evangelistic words in our evangelism. And one day, as you seek first the kingdom of God, you will see that God will also just lift you up like that. God will raise you up. God will bless you. God will make you stand in places that you never imagined that you ever be in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us preach the word of God. Let us do the word and God will bless us. Wow. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you for who you are. Now, I want you to know that the best decision you can ever make is to give your life to Jesus. And today, if you are here and you feel in your heart that God loves you and God doesn't want you to die and go to hell, God wants you to die and go to heaven. And God is calling you today to give your life to Him. So you are here. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Please pray for me. You want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. Now say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe in my heart. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Lord Jesus,
I ask you,
today,
to forgive me,
of all my sins.
Wash me,
with your blood.
And dear Jesus,
today,
I invite you
into my heart.
To be my Lord,
and my personal Savior.
I confess you
with my mouth,
that you are Lord.
And from today,
I am yours,
and you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.